Lesson 4. We sometimes have to write a letter of apology. To apologize sincerely in a letter, we must be careful in what we say. Here is an example written by Ingrid, who is from Sweden and lives in England. She wrote this letter to an English friend to tell her that she was sorry for missing an appointment. Dear Joyce, you must be furious with me for not turning up on Tuesday. But I hope you will forgive me when you hear the reason. I am afraid I mistook Tuesday for Thursday. In fact, on Thursday, I actually went to the cafe and waited for you. Then the waitress told me you had been there on Tuesday. When I realized what I had done, I rang you to apologize, but was told you had had to go to Edinburgh on business and wouldn't be back till next week. I do hope you won't be too annoyed and that you will give me a ring as soon as you are home so that we can really get together. And next time, I will make sure that I get the day right. Yours, Ingrid. There are several things to notice in the way that letter is expressed. The writer begins by presuming that her friend is angry. To say this, she uses the word furious, which may sound a little stronger than angry, but it is better to assume Joyce to be very angry rather than for Ingrid to think that she has already forgiven her. It would not be sufficient to say, "You must be wondering why I didn't turn up on Tuesday." Ingrid then goes on, "I hope you will forgive me when you hear the reason." Not just, "You will forgive me." She knows it is wiser not to take the forgiveness for granted. Then the sentence, "When I realized what I had done," makes it quite clear that the writer knows she was in the wrong and that she took steps immediately to say she was sorry. Further on in the sentence, "I do hope you won't be too annoyed," the emphatic use of "do" before the principal verb makes the hope sound more sincere. And the "too" in front of "annoyed" shows that Joyce has every right to be annoyed, but that Ingrid hopes that the annoyance will not be excessive. Finally, the writer ends with a repetition of the apology in the form of a promise not to make the same mistake again. The letter rings true. It confesses a fault simply and asks to be forgiven, at the same time offering a convincing explanation of the mistake.